Couldn't we all use some positive news right about now? After a wait of more than a decade, there is hope that life will return to the beautifully restored Allendale train station someday in the not-so-distant future. A series of lawsuits, after slowly grinding through the court system at what seemed like a snail's pace, have been dismissed. This allows us to dream a little and think about a day when we might celebrate the grand reopening of this treasured 117-year-old set of buildings. As we wait, let's have a look at the first grand opening that happened on June 19, 1905. In 1903, the Grand Trunk Railway decided that the Allendale station lands were due for a massive upgrade. All through the following year, Allendale residents watched as the area was completely transformed. Although this area had served as a railway hub, complete with a station, as early as 1853, the look of the place was entirely transformed during this construction project. The September 29, 1904 edition of the Northern Advance reported that the old workshop has been razed to the ground and the yards south of the station have completely changed in appearance. It further noted that building operations on the new station at Allendale have now reached the stage when a fair idea may be gained of the general effect, and it is well within the mark to say that the buildings will present a most handsome appearance. The locals liked what they were seeing. What they were watching was $175,000 of GTR money being spent on huge improvements. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $45,000 was spent on the station buildings alone. The Pulling Building Company of Windsor, Ontario did the construction, while the Bamfield Company, of that same city, was in charge of decorating. Bennett and Wright of Toronto put in all the plumbing, lighting and heating. In efforts to be self-sufficient, the GTR had a large water tank installed in the area near to what is today the farmhouse restaurant. The company also built its own power plant to run its electric lights. While the entire rail yard was undergoing changes of no small proportion, it was the new station buildings that were the crowning jewels. In 1905, when Superintendent Tiffin smashed a bottle of inaugural wine against the station wall, it was declared open. Members of the press and the community at large rushed in to have a look. Of course, the reviews were more than generous, and it was said repeatedly that this was a railway station, not surpassed by anything to be found from terminal to terminal. The depot and the dining hall were built as two separate buildings connected by a large breezeway. A concrete foundation supported wood-framed structures made of yellow vitrified brick. The roof was red tile, the windows fretted, and the overhanging roof, studded with electric lights on its lower side, presents at night an imposing aspect. The waiting room, with its bay window, gave a wonderful view of the water. Blue and gold wainscoting, four ornate chandeliers, and some very large landscape paintings decorated the room. A section was curtained off from the rest of the waiting room for the sole use of lady travelers. The gentlemen had a smoking room done in green and gold. It came with a lavatory with marble fittings. Nearby stood the ticket office. Next to this was a set of stairs that could be followed to the observatory tower for more fantastic views of Lake Simcoe and surrounding area. The best feature, in everyone's opinion, was the dining hall. High walls in blue, gold and white wainscoting met a ceiling of red and cream. A mahogany lunch counter could seat 50 patrons, while 60 more could dine at tables. Mirrors were everywhere, including on the bar, which also featured a brass foot rail. It is hoped that these words written by an anonymous Northern Advance reporter might be true again one day. Altogether, it is said that no prettier spot than Allendale is presented on the road, and the weary traveler, in search of refreshments as he alights from the train, will find waiting for him within both cheer and comfort.